This is Ozarks at Large. In a few hours, the Arkansas House of Representatives is expected to vote on a funding package for the private option. The measure, originally passed by both sides of the legislature last year, uses federal dollars to help expand the number of low-income Arkansans covered by Medicaid. This week, Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas talked to two state representatives on opposite sides of the issue. Both are Republicans, and both are from the same central Arkansas county, Saline. Roby invited Representatives Andy Mayberry and Ken Hammer to sit down and explain their reasons for either supporting or opposing the private option. The discussion took place on the Sunday morning TV program Capital View on KARK-TV in Little Rock. Roby and his co-host David Goines began the conversation by asking Representative Hammer what he expects when the vote begins in the Arkansas House.
I think the vote is going to be very close. I think some people are just waiting to the last minute to make sure that they hear all the information that's necessary in order to make a vote that they feel that they can defend. And as we have found this week in all the meetings that we've been attending, it seems like every day there's a little bit of information that comes out. Of course, there's some positioning too with the amendment to the bills as to try to make the private option a little bit easier for folks to vote on. So I think that it's going to be a very close vote. Actually, I would not want to try to call it right now, to be honest with you.
Representative Mayberry, what's your take on just what's developed over this last week and what you expect to happen on Tuesday?
The over-under is 75, and I'm not saying which one I'm going with right now in terms of where I think it'll be. I think that's anybody's call at this point. As Representative Hammer said, this is kind of similar to the debate that we just had, back in the spring in the general session, but there's, some new twist to it now. Obviously, we've had implementation. We've got some data to look at now, not a lot. It was implemented in January 1, and so let's kind of roll in from there. And then with the amendments that have been added on, it made it more palatable probably to some, and to others, they didn't like the amendments and made it less palatable. So you don't know if you've picked up some votes, if perhaps you lost some votes as well.
Representative Mayberry, you voted yes on appropriation last year. Are you sticking essentially with that?
At this point, I would still vote for the funding of the private option.
And yes, Representative Hammer, you were on the opposite side last year. Are you still essentially there, or what's your thought?
At this time, I'm still against the appropriation. The problem with the appropriation also is that there has been a move. In fact, there was a bill that was run the other day to try to split out so that it would not be so complicated. But unfortunately, there's no movement on the other side. And if the appropriation doesn't go through, then there's going to be some long-term consequences, and that adds to the scenario as well. But at this time, even with some of the amendments, I would have to say, as of today, right now, that I would be no.
And another thing that you have to look at here as well, if I may interject for just a moment, mm-hmm. is that if it does pass through the House on Tuesday, then you're going down to the Senate, and you have yep. no idea what's going to happen down there. As of right now, it doesn't look as though they have the votes, but who knows?
Representative Carter, Speaker of the House, said that earlier this week that he's, as far as he's going, the negotiations are over with me. That was a direct quote from Speaker Carter. So this thing gets voted on Tuesday. It fails. There's nothing else to negotiate? Or do you think that there is an opportunity to go back to joint budget and to find some other alternative and see if there's another way to do this? Or do you think that it ends at that point in time and then you guys start crafting a budget without the funding for the private option? Representative Hammer.
I would say go back to the old cliche, never say never. There were some attempts in the Rules Committee this past week, I believe it was, in order to get some of the language amended that would at least build in some things that would make it more comfortable for those of us at this time that are against it, in order to be able to at least give weightier consideration to it. I would hate to say never, given the fact that those options, were not voted in.
We're talking about like Senator Hendren's wind down idea or something different than that?
Senator Hendren's wind down idea.
Which would basically, the private option does go away at the end of 2014, but it doesn't just fall off the cliff in July, essentially, right?
Right. And one thing, too, if you were in one of the meetings or if y'all been tracking one of the meetings, we've been told all along that if the private option goes away, that everybody that has their private options would lose them. And just even as recently as Friday, the question was asked in the budget hearings now that identified that if you're 100 to 138, that you might lose your private option plan, you would go to the exchange. So it's not like they're going to be left totally out in the cold.
That's 14,000 or so out of 100,000. So a small percentage, but not total.
And you'd still have, right, and you'd right. still have the yeah. donut hole of that 17% to 100% that those individuals.
About 85,000 people.
Right.
Yeah, it's a lot of folks.
Arkansas State Representatives Andy Mayberry and Ken Hammer, both Republicans from Saline County, discussed the private option with Roby Brock from Talk Business Arkansas this weekend. We also heard the voice of David Goins, Roby's co-host for the Sunday morning TV program Capital View, seen on KARK-TV in Little Rock. The House is scheduled to vote on the measure this afternoon. The vote in the Senate is expected later this week or next. Support for Talk Business on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, encouraging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest individual user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. Coal, oil, natural gas, hydropower, and renewables. More at aecc.com.